got here?
Can we have church with this kind of stuff? Did y'all fix that bass sound? Did y'all fix that? Is it still there? I'm looking over the room right now and looking to see what kind of meeting we're going to have. Amen. What do we got to do in order to have church? How many of you are ready? How many of you are ready? The fluorescence? Just the back fluorescence? No, we'll leave it like this. It's fine, Chris. How many of you are ready? How many of you have been praying in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs? And you're ready to go? I think tonight we should be able to get over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19, 20, and 21. Amen. Hallelujah. I've been in church since Wednesday night. It's been good. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Brother, keep playing that, Jesse. Having church.
body. He touched my mind. He saved me, and it was just in time. Oh, I'm gonna praise His name. Each day is just the same. Come on and praise Him. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me, and it was just in time. Oh, I'm gonna praise His name. Each day is just the same. Come on and praise Him. Look what the Lord has done. Holy Ghost, I can't explain, but I got it. Well, I got it. I got it. I got it. Well, I got it. Something about that Holy Ghost, I can't explain, but I got it in my hands. I got it in my feet. I got it in my walk. I got it in my talk. I got it. All over me, I got it. I got it. Well, I got it. I got it. Something about that Holy Ghost I can't explain, but I got it in my hands, got it in my feet, got it in my walk, got it in my talk.
Stirred something up in here. I dare you just to make the devil mad. You just go on out there and have yourself a Holy Ghost fit.
Ready? 1, 2, 3, and praise the Lord.
Uh-oh! How many of you feel that Holy Ghost anointing? Come on. Hey! Anybody got it burning yet? Anybody got it burning yet? I felt something down on the inside of my spirit I hadn't felt in a long time. Thank you. you find somebody to love on? Find yourself a prayer partner, and God knows what He's doing. You want to pray with her? Go ahead, Tito.
Righteousness will. is more of you. And all I want is more of you. And all I want is more of you. Nothing I desire.
Think about that. Jesus, I am thirsty. Sing it.
Jesus, I am thirsty. Won't you come and give me
earthly things?
Earthly things have left me dry.
Only you can satisfy.
Hallelujah. I think we're on. It's offering time, amen. I'm not going to keep you long because we've got more. So if you'll just prepare in your heart, right now we're going to do Nations Church offering.
Just go ahead and do it.
Just do it all.
Just do Nations.
Just do Nations. Sister Sandra Hughes is going to be teaching,
no,
she's not.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I thought, okay.
If Jesse said you're teaching, you're teaching. No, I'm sorry. Did you hear what Jesse
Hallelujah.
Said?
Hallelujah. Whatever
just,
he tells you to do.
Just says tonight.
All right. Well, praise God anyhow. Should have prayed before I picked up the microphone. Y'all learn from my mistakes. All right, if you got your offering ready, just stand up with it. And if not, we'll wait. Hallelujah. How many of you enjoy the move of the Holy Ghost? Isn't it awesome that we can come together on a Friday night, just have fun in God, and have God be a part of it? You are who you hang around, amen? When you hang around God, that's a good thing. Sometimes we don't always know what God has in store, but it rubs off. The more we come together and spend time with each other in the Holy Ghost, the more it rubs off and the more like Jesus we come out. We hope. We believe. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's a miracle. All right. If you have it ready, just raise it up to God. Lord, we thank you, Father, for your awesome power and anointing, God. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing. Lord, I thank you for these obedient givers here tonight, Father. Lord, we don't know what all you're going to do in our midst tonight, Father, but we thank you for your power, and we're expecting, God, for our needs to be met, and we're expecting to come out of here changed, Father. I thank you that there's any lingering need out there, we just call you met right now in Jesus' name. If there's a debt or a bill that needs to be paid, we just call you paid in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you, Father, for increase on our lives and prosperity, Father. Lord, I thank you for everyone here, and I pray, Lord, whatever they've asked you for, that those needs begin to be taken care of, God. And Lord, that you would just show them how to receive not just their needs, but even their desires, Father. Lord, I thank you for your principles, and I pray for blessing in the church's finance and in everyone's finances here tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, let's just bring it up.
Well, God Hallelujah. Is about to turn some things around. He'll lift you up and take you up to higher ground. We'll not be defeated. We're not going down. Well, God is about to turn some things around. I believe it. You believe it? Well, God is about to turn some things around. Yeah. full of glory, and the half has never yet been told. Turned in this place. Hallelujah. I gotta get up and do something, don't I? He ain't finished in here. Isn't that a trip? I feel a Holy Ghost shout coming on. I feel a Holy Ghost shout coming on. I feel the Holy Ghost
can play.
Every promise you can claim, just ask it in His name. Everything you need, He's already provided.
He's already provided.
He's already provided everything you need. He's already provided
every promise you can claim.
Every promise you can.
Come on, help us. Don't be sitting there looking stupid. Come on. Move, girl. Don't let me. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. How many of y'all want to hear that? I think that's good. Yeah, come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go on, girl. You got to move quickly. You got to learn to move fast. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Which one is it? Which mic is it that you usually use? The green? Silver one. Take it off the stand. You know how to sing that song? Hold it to your mouth and sing it. You gotta hold it right to your mouth. Don't make it feedback or I'll swing. Ready? One. Let's sing it. Come on. He's already provided. Don't jump down on me.
He's already provided.
Sing it, girl. Come on.
He's already provided.
Everything you need.
Everything you need, He's already provided.
Every promise you can claim, yeah.
The Holy Ghost. Come on. Rabba kosa maniya tora bashile. Brahma lolo boshina na lababa la lolo shila bakaba.
Come on now, church.
Ye tolo mo masiba la kataria. Ye na boba la bashila baba rosa bahai.
Thank you, Jesus.
Rabba saba. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hello, hello.
Hallelujah.
Give a report of last night, real fast. God help him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, last night, as many of you or some of you know.
Oh, shut up, Shaquille.
Amen. We were in Coolidge, Texas at Outreach Ministries, and we were there ministering, flowing in the Holy Ghost, and God moved in a special way. We went up to do praise and worship, and the laptop crashed and the sound system crashed. So we did a couple of songs and moved right along. But God moved, and sometimes we get so stuck in a rut that God has to shut stuff down so we can move on to what He really wants to do. Now, tonight was just the opposite. We just played and played and played. Last night, yeah, they wanted us to play, and God had another plan. And Pastor Rod was teaching and ministering on basically this 1 Thessalonians 5:19 scripture about the things that we're supposed to do, and ministering, and then he just basically asked who wanted to get filled with the Spirit and drunk in the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you, man, some of you have been there with us before, but when we got out to minister, the power of God was just strong in that place. I mean, those people were drunk. It was amazing. God was really moving in a powerful way, and Pastor Rod got that gift of faith in operation and started hitting women. It was just great. I thought about Brother Rex. No, I'm joking. I'm teasing. Don't take that the wrong way. That's an inside joke. We don't believe in that unless the Holy Ghost tells you. And then it's good, ain't it? Now, I got to say that because people really, they'll take anything and read into it. But, people were coming up for prayer, and sometimes you just say a nice little prayer. Sometimes you just knock that thing right out. And but he really, Pastor Rod, you know, this woman came up with back pain, hit her in the back, moved down to her leg, hit her in the leg until it was gone. It took a few times, but amen. He got rid of that, and those people learned. And then we had a guy named Jesse, and he was crippled, suffering from cerebral palsy, and that's pretty bad, you know. And the guy was in rough shape. He couldn't stand up. You know, he was just having a hard time. He couldn't straighten out, so we held him up. And he was just real stiff and in a lot of pain. And Pastor Rod was moving in faith, and we worked with him, making his body straighten out, you know, just all kinds of weird stuff. And those people were starting to go, okay, what's going on? We're straightening legs, hips, backs, making him lie down on the ground, hitting him, whatever. And he had a brother. And they had been coming to church for a little while, but they really hadn't been exposed to this. And he got offended. He said, well, my brother's just fine the way he is, even though that's a terminal disease. He's just fine the way he is. He didn't understand it. And Pastor Rod, this guy, his legs were like rocks. I mean, just so tense, just hard as a rock. And after we were done, now, we asked the guy if he wanted us to stop, and he said, no, keep going. Whatever you're doing, it's making it better. At the end, we brought his brother, who was offended, up and said, feel his legs. And when he felt those legs, just a big smile came all over his face, and whatever offense he had, he realized that it was working. And it was just, that was an awesome experience. And that guy with that disease got some faith, and he said, I'm going to walk before I go to heaven. And he said, I know it's going to take a lot of faith and a lot of practice, but I'm not going to stop trying. And that's really, it's one thing to pray for somebody, but when they start to have faith in God, that's when you know something's going to work and it's going to click. But powerful time. Next time we go, I'm sure it won't be too long. But if you're free, I'd encourage you to go because it's a different experience. Sister Kathy and Sister Belle and Crystal have all been with us. Yeah, they packed that place out. Just oh, they're in Coolidge, which is not too far from Waco, and there's people driving from Corsicana. It is about an hour or so drive. People were coming from everywhere, so it was awesome. Out in the middle of nowhere, but God moves. So it was good. It's interesting how the anointing flows in different ways with different groups of people. And some of y'all were there last time and saw. Last time we had a rough time in praise and worship. Now here it's usually pretty good, but man, playing and it was just nothing. And Pastor Roger stepped out and all of a sudden it's like a bomb went off in that place. We were all having fits. It was just amazing. And I want to tell you, those kids were on fire for God. Those young people, it was awesome to see. They were going for God. They have what they call a pit crew. And it's the little pastors in training crew that they have. And I believe that that's an anointing that transferred from the impact team that God had placed on Pastor Rod's heart. And we're going to have it here. But these little guys that are interested in ministry, they've got them working. And it's so good to see. I mean, they had school the next day, and we had a Holy Ghost meeting. It didn't end at 9 o'clock. It went on a little bit, but those kids were faithful, and we were done. They were setting that place up and just going for it, and it's good to see. It's really good to see kids faithful to God. It's awesome to see that. It's encouraging. And I want to encourage you to be faithful in what you're called to do. I can't tell you what a ministry it is when we all step out and do what we're supposed to do. You don't know who you're blessing, but it's awesome. Is that good enough?
I think that's great. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't have to be here long, but it's good to get the word. Amen. Somebody say praise the Lord. I am so excited about this year. I mean, God is not playing about this year to come. Amen. What's today's date? August 30th. Is there 31 days in August? Ah, hallelujah. Sunday, September the 1st. I'm going to say praise God for that. How many of you are excited about that? Wonderful doors are opening up. Just awesome doors of opportunity are opening up. Some say this is the year, of the nations. Shout it out one more time. This is the year of the nations. This is also the year of greater works. Who say praise the Lord? This is the year of the nations. This is also the year of greater works, and I want to be a part of it. How about you? Amen. Somebody say, I tell you what, everybody say trouble.
Trouble.
Say it again, trouble.
Trouble.
Look at somebody say, who cares?
Who cares?
Trouble can happen on the outside. Trouble can happen on every side. Everybody say trouble again.
Trouble.
Say whoop-de-doo. Trouble can happen everywhere, but in your heart. Somebody say, praise God.
Praise God.
One place that trouble will never be able to come, and the Bible says we should never allow, we're commanded by Jesus Christ. Somebody say, hallelujah. We're commanded by Jesus Christ himself that your heart is not a place for trouble. Somebody say, praise the Lord. John chapter 14. Verse 1. Some say, let not. Say it again. Let not your heart be troubled. So many people are trying to stop trouble everywhere else. We can't control everybody else. We can't handle everybody's junk. We can't handle all the affairs of this world. Jesus can. But he can do it. You know what? If we take control of our own heart by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, amen. Say, I will not let trouble storm my heart this year. Everybody say that. I will not let trouble storm my heart this year. Everybody say, trouble,
trouble.
Be gone.
Be gone.
Say it one more time. Hallelujah. What a good confession, huh? Jesus said, let not your heart. He didn't tell you, look, heart. Okay. He didn't say, let not. I thought we were getting a word from God or something. Amen. He didn't say, listen, heart, don't you dare be troubled. Amen. But I tell you what, he even spoke prophetically. Remember, he said, let there be light. And there was light. Didn't God say that? And the Bible tells us by him were all things created. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Well, if he had the ability, somebody say, God has already spoken to the trouble in your heart. If your heart is troubled, amen, God spoke a long time ago about your heart. When he said, let there be light, there was what? He said, let there be a firmament, there was what? He said, let us make man in our own image. And somebody say, whoop, there it is. I'm here to tell you by the power of the Holy Ghost, Jesus already said something about your heart. Just as sure as he said, let there be light, he said, let not your heart be troubled. Somebody say, hallelujah. And as sure as you've got a promise that the sun will shine, amen,
amen,
and light has come, amen, there's a promise that your heart doesn't have to be troubled. Somebody say hallelujah. So not only do you have the spoken word on it, amen, by the power of the Holy Ghost, amen, he said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. So say, believe God. Your heart is not the place of trouble. Your heart is the place of faith. Amen. Your heart is not the storehouse of trouble, nervousness, anxiety, stress, fear, rehashing junk. Amen. Thinking over stuff. That's not what God wants to supply on the inside of your heart. Your heart belongs to God. And he's not trouble, is he? He's peace. Somebody say, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. You got the Prince of Peace living on the inside of you, not the troublemaker. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Go on down to verse 11. Believe in me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Somebody say, believe God for the work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, verse 12, he that believeth on me, somebody say, thank God. I'm going for it. I don't want this stuff that we see so often, nothing. That's not the promise that I got from God. The Bible doesn't say if I believe on God, I'll just see him in the sweet by and by. The Bible tells me, and I choose to believe. He said, he that believeth on me, the works that I shall do, he shall do also. So he said, I believe in God. Therefore, I can do the works of God. And greater works than these shall he do. Look at somebody and say, he didn't lost it now. This year, I'm going to see this manifest.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You need to get your faith there too. It's going on all over the world, and God putting doors for us to get there. We had one of the personal assistants from one of the men that has, you know, that church over there in Nigeria, 50,000 members out in the middle of the desert. They told their people, look, they taught their people. He said, look, I'm going to come and preach to you. But after we preach to you, we want you to go out there and perform signs and wonders. And nobody told them that they couldn't. They hadn't been to this church and that church where nothing happens. All they heard was the message of Jesus Christ. And they said, hey, that's the way it's supposed to be. So they had the whole congregation. They get out there and teach the congregation. They said, now go and do what you heard. Some say, hear. Some say, with the measure you hear, how many you want to increase? How many you want an increase of return on the word that you get? How many are not getting anything from anything you hear? The Bible says, with the measure you hear, it will be measured back to you. And if you're not getting anything out of these messages, amen, it's the ability of your hearing, amen, that will open the door of manifestation. Amen. As you're eager to hear the voice of God, as you're eager to hear the will of God, as you're eager to hear the plan of God, the taught word of God, God will also be eager to perform that word in your life. Some say, be hungry to hear. And God will be eager to do. So these people go about doing signs and wonders. This man we heard, he bought a church. He just went out there. He read a scripture. And he said, look, someone say, Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. We're missing something. He's no less God. I'm tired of being a little bottle. Amen. I want to get out of the bottle and see what he's doing around the world. He's the same God. Multitudes are still running to him. Amen. It's not all TBN everywhere. It's not all what we expected to be in our culture. God is doing great things throughout the world. Saints are being persecuted throughout the world. This is not all there is. And we need to know about it. This brother read a scripture. I mean, the man read a scripture. The pastor read a scripture. And he said, listen. And Jesus went out into the wilderness or out into the desert and multitudes found him. He just put his faith in that and said, I'm going to go out into the middle of the desert someplace and build a church. And he went out in the middle of the desert about an hour out from Lagos. Amen. Out in the middle of nowhere and built a church. And in one Sunday got 50,000 members. And they show up every Sunday because he believed God and God moved for him. Somebody say hallelujah. God is moving throughout the world. We need to get a part of it. And where God is moving, the greater works are manifest. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, if there are no works, there is no belief. Period. He wants to do. He wants to manifest. He wants to show up. But we're so concerned about our reputation. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. When's the last time you gave God a stage to show up on? We expect God to tap dance and manifest himself and do stuff, but we never want to give him a platform. You need to build a platform for the miracle of God. Try to embarrass him. I say, that's really strange, you know? I'm not so concerned about my reputation when I get out there. The Bible says if we believe in God, greater works shall we do. So I take him at his word. Find the rough case. Faith is the platform for miracles. If you want God to take the stage, you gotta build yourself a platform of faith and confidence and obedience. We want God to show up, but he doesn't have a platform and he can't hear the song. Amen. Stretch your faith, believe God, and he'll always show up. I don't care who you are. He'll do it. Now, I'm not just talking what I think. I'm talking what I know. We just don't. If he's not doing it, we're just not believing it. Faith without works is dead. Everybody repeat that. Faith without works is dead. So we've got to learn to step out in faith in the area of the supernatural. Not just the preacher. Not just Brother Benny Hinn. Amen. There are ears that somebody needs to lay hands on and speak the word. Well, what if nothing happens? Nothing happens. What if something does happen? What if somebody actually does hear? What if somebody does see? Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. You do your part, God will do his part. And I'm starting to see little trickles of it in my life. Supernatural things starting to happen. Miracles starting to manifest. Amen. Yeah, that boy, he wasn't able to get up and walk and crack his legs, do all that other stuff, but you try to make the legs soft. The drugs couldn't do it. The doctor couldn't do it. Surgery couldn't do it. Jesus did it, and you don't believe it. Because you're so used to nothing happening. Somebody say hallelujah. God wants to do great things. The King is coming. Amen. And if God, if we're going to have revival in this land, he's going to do it like he's always done it. He said, if you're going to believe me, he said, listen, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, else believe me for the very works. Someone say, work's sake. Well, how is the nation going to believe in God when there are no works? Everybody say, greater works, produces faith. How many want to see faith rise in the land? Amen. People start to trust in God. Amen. We've got to do whatever it takes so that God, amen, will do greater works before people. Amen. And their faith would be increased. Verily, verily, I say unto he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he shall do also, and greater works than these, because I go to the Father. And whatsoever, somebody say whatsoever, ye shall ask. This is the Bible. Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father will be glorified. Glorify God, amen, by stretching your faith out there to see, to have a greater work done. Somebody say hallelujah. That will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, that I will do. If you ask anything, speak the word. Amen. Develop faith. Develop confidence. Amen. He said, if you ask anything in my name, that I'll do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, yet know him, for he dwelleth in you and shall be in you. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just going to read you the verse and let you go. Amen. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Wherever Jesus went, he went about everywhere doing good. Amen. Wherever he went, people were healed. Wherever he went, I tell you what, he'd show up in a town, signs and wonders happened. I mean, it was so common for him to go someplace and things happen that when things didn't happen in a great way, they wrote about it. That same Jesus is in this place tonight. If he's in you, he'll show up. For yet a little while the world seeth me and seeth me no more, but ye see me because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I'm in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me, he shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him. Somebody say praise God. And manifest myself to him. Look at somebody and say, God wants to manifest himself. Not just in your head. Manifestation means manifestation. Manifestation just basically means manifestation. Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. God wants to show up in a big way. He wants to blow your mind. And he won't be able to blow your mind until you stretch your faith. He's not a man that he should lie. Something's wrong. He said, you'll ask anything, you'll get it. Yet we're asking and not getting it. Amen. He said, greater works than these do. He said, greater works you can do. Amen. We hardly doing nothing. Amen. And he said, I'll manifest myself to him. The only manifestation that we get in amen is more common for the devil to manifest than Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is he a liar? What's the problem? What do we got to do to make this come to pass? What do we got to do to make this come to pass? Nothing but believe it. We got to pray more? No, nothing but believe it. Nothing but believe it. I know the power of God. Amen. All you got to do is know that God loves you and walk in it and get the phony stuff out of the way and stretch yourself. And I, everybody read verse 21. And I will. Somebody say, I will.
I will.
That means I'm willing. I want to. Which so, somebody say, he wants to. I will. I'm willing. It is my will to bless you. It's my will to manifest. I will manifest myself to him. Somebody say hallelujah. Skip down to verse 23. And Jesus answered and said unto him, if ye, a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and he will come unto him and make, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my saying, and the word, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But when the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you. My peace have I given unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither be afraid. That's the word from the Holy Ghost, because some things have happened that try to trouble your hearts. Trouble in the heart will hinder manifestation of God. Amen. God's trying to tell us how to get over to greater works. Scared people aren't able to do greater works. Scared people are paralyzed. When you're real scared, you just get, there is a scared stiff. Can't move. But people that have faith and confidence will jump over to the other side. If you get to the point to where you refuse to allow not to have your heart troubled, and you're not going to be afraid of what people say about you, what the devil can be, afraid to go to jail, afraid to die, afraid that you'll pray for something and nothing will happen. So we say fear. I mean, you got to get rid of all fear. There's a whole bunch of fear that's allowable. The reason why miracles and signs are not happening in our country, because we're afraid. Fear. Fear makes us not obey God. Faith makes us obey God and do what he says to do. This last season, this last week, so many of you have been attacked greatly to put fear over you. Fear to step out. Circumstances seek to put fear on you. People talking about you will seek to put fear on you. Once you step out, the eyes of everybody are going to be on you, and it's going to be painful. Look at somebody and say, who cares?
Who cares?
Don't let your heart be troubled. You just believe in God. Don't be afraid. Ye have heard now how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye love me, ye would rejoice, because I go unto the Father, and my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you, because it comes to pass that when it has come to pass, ye might believe. Hitherto I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. But that the world may know that I am it, that I love the Father, and the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Say, Jesus gives his people commandments. And then he says unto us, arise and let us go. That's the commandment of God. Get up and go forth in the things that he told you to go forth in. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't just settle to go to church. Amen. Amen. Settle to manifest the greater works of God. Amen. Stand up right where you are. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all enjoy that, or is that okay? Amen. Hallelujah. See, we've gotten so lucky. We've gotten so easy on people. See, we've lessened the standard of what Jesus told his disciples. Today, say, now, if you were a Christian, you just live right. Of course, you're going to live right. But Jesus said, listen, if you really believe, you'd be doing greater works. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Being a Christian is more than just being sweet and being nice. Amen? Amen. Amen. Being a Christian is being anointed by the presence of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That ain't no big deal. That ain't no big deal. Anybody can be nice. They're just nice people. Some people just come naturally. God wants to get us over to greater works. Amen. So that we can get the job done. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody say, Father, I refuse to have my heart troubled. Manifest yourself in my life. Confess it right now. Manifest yourself in my life. Just start to pray in the Holy Ghost. It's for 5 minutes and we'll get you out of here. Manifest yourself. Yeah, that surrender life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father. Yes. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Romano o salabari o sande o famine sabahaya. Beke rinne do stala baba rusane e chela ba mana astem brinken di stala bahai. From bondono o stele bade de u stele bonvono o stala anyene e shere gan hai. Hola bade nu u shala ba hallelujah ste bekine hatara. Hallelujah. Vrangondono o stala bade u stene di lu bu vada mahai shere bahai. From bon consandi ga shele bu fasana heche. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on now. Lonene o stala bade lu shala bahai. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. 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 Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he could there do no great mighty work, amen, because of their unbelief. Glory to God. We can change that around and said, in this city, he could do mighty works because of their belief. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In this church, he could do mighty works because of their belief. That's right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Father. Well, Jesse, you want to pray for me as we let him go? Not unless anybody got anything they need. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. A little tired? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. He working, huh? Huh? Yeah, go and pray for him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Are you ready to that?
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah. And I just see you, Brother Jesse. I see the doors opening up. I want to leave it alone. I see the doors opening up. Hallelujah. God wants to do a greater thing, a mightier thing. Amen. Hallelujah. A mightier thing. Yeah. That life of surrender, that life of complete yieldedness, that life of death, hallelujah, to the things of the world, the things of the flesh. Glory to God. Gives you entrance. Amen. God's going to allow you to see the greater things. Hallelujah. The greater works. You're not going to miss out on it. Hallelujah. You're going to be in the middle of it. Hallelujah. Yes, somebody. Yeah, that heart's desire. That heart's desire. That thing that he called you for. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, it is the thing of God. It is the will of God. It's only better. It's only bigger. Yeah. Yeah. More yieldedness. More surrender. Hallelujah. More yieldedness and more surrender. Yeah, in preparation that you might be able to stand strong in the things that he's about to do in this world. Yeah, yeah. And because you've been faithful with little, you'll always have too much. Yes, Father. Glory to God. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Lokromana iste yama over a many usuprapa sufrepetiki chele mamaha. Brakatona o samari fremene hichele mahanda ha. Yeah, I don't want to because it's time to go, but it's our come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. And say supernatural. The realm of the supernatural be open unto you. Right now in the name of Jesus. Receive it. The anointing of the supernatural in Jesus' name. Glory to God. 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 Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kathy, Gloria, anybody else that, hallelujah, I'm supposed to open a door to supernatural. You might think that's weird, but God's having me speak that over you right now. Hallelujah. Get up here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 You think it's crazy. Amen. But watch. 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 Even our covering's changing. Amen. We're even changing our covering to someone that's already moving in the realm of the supernatural. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God told us to upgrade it. Amen. Hallelujah. You can't get under anything. Amen. Whatever you're under has to be over you. Amen. Already. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Anybody else need to get up here? Get up here right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. And listen, I'm hearing this by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. If you're going to enter into the realm of supernatural, you've got to be willing to die. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's no two ways. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to surrender everything. You got to have a total yieldedness. Amen. That you got to be willing to suffer. Glory to God. Amen. To go through some stuff. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, there's got to be a burning. Amen. Hallelujah. It's, you know, it's just not, oh, I just believe that it's happened. I'm just going to step out there and do it. Amen. You got to live for it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Door in the obedience to the Holy Ghost of the supernatural be open right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The ministry of the supernatural be manifest right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Anybody else got faith for the realm of the supernatural? Get it? Yeah, you want to come, Brother Jesse? I know we've already prayed for you, but I didn't speak it over you. Hallelujah. 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 Is God speaking to you about that? I don't know. You got to help me. You're my friend. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Huh? He's confirming it already or before I said it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, you precious brother. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The realm of the supernatural be open right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. 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 Isn't it good? Rex, I love you, brother. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We just got to do it, Sister Sandra. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just got to do it. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Father. Just start to pray. We're done. You can go if you want to. Hallelujah. I just feel that burning right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, Sister Karen. We just a little bit every service, huh? I'm not going to pray long. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Supernatural right now in the name of Jesus. There it is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Bless you, Father. Thank you, Father. We give you praise right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Victory. Yeah. Oh, somehow. Yeah, God said, hallelujah. You're worried about some other stuff. Don't worry about that. God said, go on. Hallelujah. The realm of the supernatural right now be open unto you right now on the positive side. On the positive side. On the positive side. On the positive side. You'll see the works of God. The works of God. The works of God. You've seen the depths of hell. Glory to God. You've seen the depths of hell. Glory to God. Now you're going to see the gates of heaven. And I'm not talking about dying either. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. No. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Your deliverance is coming, dear.
Oh, God.
I'm here to speak the word. I'm prophesying. I'm speaking your deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. I'm speaking your deliverance. Hallelujah. I'm speaking your deliverance. Hallelujah. Right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ha 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 ramusiki mahai. Yeah, for as long as you've been in the depths of hell, glory to God, hallelujah, your realm in the realms of glory. Yeah, you'll have entrance in the realm of his glory. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Father. 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 Well, praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Release the realm of the supernatural. Release the works of the supernatural. Hallelujah. Somehow, if you do the works, he'll fill the place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Go do something. Go do something supernatural in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. See, that's faith. I looked at the brother in his eyes and said, go do something. He said, well. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You don't have to do nothing. You just let the Holy Ghost lead you. I love you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sunday morning, we get to be here. Rex, you'll be out Sunday morning. Brenda's going to be out Sunday morning. Hallelujah. We speak this place full in Jesus' name. We receive it right now. Get over here, evangelist. Hallelujah. Anybody going out to evangelize tomorrow, get up here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can't go out and evangelize without the realm of the supernatural. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Watch what happens now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. I always look this way, this good. I always look. You did good tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Use wisdom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know, wherever God leads him. Hey.